Bobby, just give me some, you know, general observations of yours about this one today.
Well, we just didn't start off very well in the game, Joe. We just didn't execute well on offense. We allowed a big play on special teams, and you know, I thought the defense played pretty well in the first half, and you know, we played well enough to stay in the game. But you know, just those opportunities in the first half just put us behind the eight ball from the get-go, and we just could not recover. And then the injury to Chris, and you know, even though Matt came in and did a pretty good job, it's just hard to come in as a sort of a relief pitcher, you know, for that kind of game and be effective.
That was the next question. Obviously, you take Chris out after the, you know, first play of the third quarter, and we didn't know whether he was hurt or not. What was the situation with him?
Yeah, he was hurt. He pulled a hamstring, I think, and you know, that's, he just couldn't push off his back leg, you know, when he was throwing. And we thought maybe he'd have a chance to go back in there in the second half, and he went in there and tried to play, throw one pass, and it was just, you know, too painful for him.
Do you know when it happened, and was that an impact on how he was passing in the first half? Because it just wasn't vintage Chris Nixon, no question.
It was not, and I'm not sure when it happened, to tell you the truth. And you know, I don't know if it was immediately bad, or it started off just, you know, kind of bad and got worse. I don't know. And you know, but that's certainly a factor, I think, in his play.
You know, sometimes you go through games and you get penalties and they don't seem to come up in places that really hurt you. Boy, today it just seemed like every penalty you got was just a killer. It came at the worst possible time, didn't it?
Sure did. And you know, that's not very characteristic of us. And you know, we preach about it, and especially after the whistle penalties, those are inexcusable.
How concerned are you about special teams at this point, especially with coverage?
Well, real concerned. I mean, to the point where, you know, we just need to be smarter and better. I mean, heck, we punted it right where we wanted to punt it, and we had the coverage right there. We just missed about four tackles. And I think the scheme is sound. The idea to punt it on the back over to the sideline and keep them pinned down and keep it on the ground, I think is a sound one. And we mix that up a little bit. But, you know, you got to tackle. I don't care how good you draw things up. If you don't tackle and block, it's not going to be very good.
We talked to Marcus Buggs a few minutes ago, and he said his biggest frustration today was so many missed tackles. And I know that's one of those things that coaches see and just cringe when you see that, don't you?
I do. And you get to the point where I think in a game you think you got to, you know, try to make a big play, so you leave your feet and try to make a big hit, and you don't bring your arms, and, you know, it just sort of builds on itself, and it gets worse. And we did not tackle very well today.
Coach, you don't have a lot of injuries, but, boy, you had one early when Merrick Kirchhoffer went down at right guard and Bradley Veerling had to play, and he was already gimped up from last week. You know, what impact did that have on the offensive line and protection and all that?
Well, specifically, I don't know, because I didn't watch Bradley every play, but I know it had to have some effect. It's just, you know, when you got a guy practicing all week and then the other guy's barely practicing and then he has to go in, it's going to affect your effectiveness. And, you know, I was sad for Merritt, because I thought he was really coming around and was ready to have a good senior year. And he was practicing well this week, and I thought had a good week of practice and was ready to play against Alabama.
Talk about a couple things. You mentioned the defense a moment ago. They really, really, for all intents and purposes, kept you in the game for a long, long time. They played at times very much well enough to win a game like this. Just talk about your general observations of how they played today.
Well, we were swarming in the first half. You know, Rashard was in there, made a huge interception. I think Marcus Buggs played well. Our ends played well, and you know, even it was hard. And when we knew they were going to pass, we did an excellent job on first down. Sometimes when they were mixing it up, they had some wide open people over there in the flat, but we came up and tackled well. So very pleased with the way we played in the first half on defense. Second half, I think we just got worn down. Mm-hmm. And they had some big old boys on the offensive line. They were sort of mashing us.
Now, let's reiterate for folks who may have, you know, just tuned in, maybe got to their cars or whatever. You know, Chris Nixon left the game early in the third quarter because of an injury, and whether it's a hamstring or whatever. And And it just became apparent that he was not the Chris Nixon we were accustomed to. So you put Mackenzie Adams in the game, and talk about how you think he played today.
Well, he played all right. You know, one of his first plays, we tried an option, and it looked kind of bad out there. But, you know, Mackenzie's got some skills, and he's a hard-nosed guy, and he's a good football player. So he's got a lot of savvy. So we won't hesitate to use Mackenzie. We think he'll be an excellent quarterback for us if Chris can't go. And, of course, we got Richard Kovalchek ready to go also. So Mackenzie will do better if he gets more playing time. And, you know, did a good job of leading us down there for our only touchdown.
I got to ask, because I know you were very animated and Vanderbilt fans very upset, the face mask call that negated the punt return. I don't know. John said he barely saw anything. I was wondering if, you know, what you saw or what you were told that happened.
He said he grabbed it and turned his head. I don't know. But, you know, I happened to be watching and basically hit him on the side of the helmet, I think. But, you know, you shouldn't have your hands that high anyway. So, officiating, please don't ask me any questions about that. I don't think I could afford to. The penalty.
I understand. Well, let's just jump to next week. I mean, you've got to put this one ahead or behind. There was so much build up to this game and certainly disappointment, but you go right back and Ole Miss comes to town and a chance to right the ship and get things going the right way again.
Most definitely. It's early in the season and we got a lot of things that we can accomplish. And, you know, we knew this was going to be a tough game. I think we have a team good enough that we could have won this game, but we didn't play well enough to get it done. And could have and should have, that's a long way from getting it done.
Right.
And, you know, we got to step up and start playing like we can.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next week. Good luck.
Thanks, Joe.